You're listening to Respected in Heels, the podcast about fashion, art, entertainment, and life. My name is Starla, and I'll be your host. This is going to be the first episode, and hopefully what will be many episodes. Usually, you can think of my podcast as being like fresh air for the younger generation. But today, instead of having any of the interviews that I've lined up over the next few months, I'm just going to talk. So this is going to just be a talk radio show. If you don't like listening to people talk, this is probably not the podcast for you. But I'm going to touch base on a subject that is near and dear to me, and that is this whole thin is in thing going on. There seems to be more battle now between like thick and thin than there has been in the past years. I don't know if it, maybe it's because people always need something to fight about. I'm not sure. But I posted a picture on Facebook yesterday on my modeling page, and one of my girlfriends shared it because she liked it, and I thought that was really cool of her. But one of her guy friends commented that it was disgusting, and then another one followed along with agreeing with him, and then they proceeded to argue that something about starving myself, having less curves than a toothpick, which may be true. I do have less curves than a toothpick, but I just want to defend myself and say that the way that I was standing, I created a curve, and there were some nice lines, and that picture, I like it a lot. I don't care what anyone else thinks, so it just bothered me because there's this whole thing, the starving yourself thing. That is what really bothers me because I have never deprived myself of anything food related, unless I was like dirt poor and couldn't afford to eat or something. I love food more than anything, and this is something I've battled with my whole life, and any of my friends will tell you. And a lot of times now that we're older, people get really angry with how much I eat and the fact that I'm not gaining weight when they're trying to lose weight, you know. And when I was younger, I tried really hard, especially being in the South. Like, women are expected to have curves and be voluptuous, which is funny because the women that I know that have curves want to be smaller and more stick-like, and it's just really strange to me, like, not embracing your own body. I want to get rid of this whole thing because a lot of young girls think if they diet really hard, and if they don't eat, that they might be able to be a model one day and walk the runways all over the world. That is not how it works. I will tell you first and foremost, and you can look anywhere else, and I know that some people don't like when this is said. It has nothing to do with, well, maybe a little bit, with what you eat. If you're taking care of yourself, it shows in your skin. And if you're not, that shows in your skin. Like, it is about genetics. You're not going to will yourself to grow 5 more inches. You're not going to diet down so much that you're 20 pounds underweight. That's not healthy, okay? Like, the girls who are born like this, thank God that there's a career for us, because everywhere else that we would go, we feel out of place because we're giants. We feel out of place because we're thin, and people are constantly being like, oh my gosh, you need to eat something. You're just a bag of bones. It is not fun to hear that crap every day. Also, to all of my peers who are bigger, it is not okay to poke fun at a thin person for being thin. Do you want skinny people to come around and be like, oh my gosh, you're so fat? Like, no, you don't. It's not okay. Like, if a thin person said that to a big person, like, you think you should be eating that cheeseburger? They would be this huge villain, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they said that. They would be the biggest villain ever because they're picking on someone who has a problem or whatever. But it's not, but it's okay for fat people. Matter of fact, someone dear to me was making fun of me. And when I said something about it, they said, you should just deal with it because it makes me feel better to see you. You know, it makes me feel better to say things like that to you. That's not okay. Like, I'm not here to make you feel better. I mean, it's not okay to bash people to make you feel better. I'll make you feel better if, like, you want to hang out and I can make you laugh or something. But I'm not here so that you can make fun of me just to make yourself feel better. That's not okay. You have some sort of internal issues that you need to work on. All right. All models are not anorexic. They are not bulimic. The majority of them do love food. Some of them are vegetarian. Some of them are vegan, pescatarian. Some of them go grain-free. Some of them, you know, everybody has these weird dieting fads, thick or thin. It's not just a thin thing. So this whole thin perception is driving me insane. Matter of fact, I'm working on a couple projects based on that alone because it, since we've moved back to the South, it has been nothing but like people bashing tall, thin women. Like, it's crazy. Like, I don't know. It's funny because like one industry loves this type of person, but real world does not like this type of person at all. So there's really nowhere to fit in. Like, and it gets a little frustrating. And I know like a lot of people are like, oh, we don't want to hear a skinny person whine about how hard it is to be skinny. Okay. Let's use an example here. When I was 15, I had 35 inch hips, which is pretty standard for a model. I had a 25 inch waist. I was told that my ass was too big to be a model in Japan. That's fine. I wasn't shooting for Japan, but thanks. Like, you have adults telling you at the age of 15 that you're too big for certain things. Did I run off and try to like lose a bunch of weight so that I could model all over the world? No, I didn't, because this is my body. I'm already working out, like, whatever. In the South, I have a very small ass. Matter of fact, some people might say no ass at all. So these are the kinds of things that like models deal with at a very early age. Most models, it's in their genes. Like, they're not striving to be. I mean, once we get older, we do have to put some work in. And I can't have a cheeseburger every day. Oh no. Like, that's not healthy for anyone. It's not just because like I'm trying to stay thin. It's because I care about my body and I want to live to see, I don't know, a little bit over 100. That's my preference. The point is, just because someone is thin doesn't mean that they took some extreme precaution to be that way. Just like, just because someone is big doesn't mean that they sit around and eat cake every day. Like, it's wrong to make these assumptions about people based just by looking at them. If you hang out with them every day and you know that they're like harming themselves, then be a good friend and cut that shit out. Like, help them. But don't go around and poke fun at people just because they're different than you. You don't know what they've been through. You don't know anything about their life. It's not right. I don't know what it is. Maybe you need to get something in you checked out if you have to tell, you know, make fun of other people just to feel better about yourself. It's weird. I mean, you look immature, especially when you're doing it online. You look really dumb, like making fun of someone that you don't know. Like, it's just weird. I don't know. Anyways, hopefully young girls will listen to this and understand that, you know, if you're not a certain body type, that doesn't mean that all options are off for you in modeling. Most of us who model do it in a local market, and there's not as many restraints. If you want to be like super mega famous, which is very unlikely, if that is your goal as far as modeling is concerned, you do have to put in some work and some effort. You do not have to starve yourself. You do have to take care of yourself. And you really, it's more personality than anything else. You really have to be a go-getter. And it's genetics as far as your face is concerned. And you can practice your walk every day. That will help you get comfortable in front of a camera. And get used to people ridiculing you, because that will be a given for the rest of your life. You have to deal with that, and you're kind of signing up for it. So, you know, be prepared, because people are going to say things. You know, you see it in celebrity magazines all the time. Stars are too fat. They're too thin. They're not taking care of themselves. Oh, they might be pregnant. So, I mean, you're going to have to get used to that every day, and you can't be like butthurt about it. That's just going to be part of it. You're going to have people telling you, even when you're stick thin, that you're too big for certain jobs. You're going to have people telling you that your face isn't, I don't know, something enough for a job, or, you know, people, you're not going to be right for everything. So if you plan on entering the modeling industry, be ready for a lot of, just be ready for a lot of critique, constructive or otherwise. And if you're thin and tall and you're not in this industry, you're going to have to deal with it too. Cause people are, I mean, everybody gets made fun of. It's not anything toward any one type of body type, big people, small people, tall people, short people. Everybody gets made fun of the way they look by someone or another. It's nothing you did wrong. You were born, and people are mean. So there you go. I mean, not all of them. And a lot of times people do it lightheartedly, and they don't realize they're hurting you. So, and I know it's hard to speak up and say, hey, that's not very cool, because that might make you look like a vag. But, you know, if it is bothering you enough for you to say something about it, just say something about it. I mean, quit. Don't be passive aggressive about it and be all whiny. You know, if you're feeling uncomfortable, stand up for yourself. Don't ever say anything about how a friend looks unless they're dressed inappropriately when you're going out. Don't talk about people's bodies. There's little control over that. I mean, there's very little control over it unless you're loaded and you want to get surgery. There's not very much that you can do. Okay. It's just mean. Like, don't do that. Don't ever point at people and just make fun of them based on how they look. You don't know anything about them. Like, maybe they're over there looking weird and making fun of you and thinking that you're looking a hot mess. You don't know. So don't do it. Sorry guys, to go off on my tangent. It's just something that was getting to me. The other podcasts will not be like this. They will be interviews. We got some cool stuff lined up from a lot of fashion magazines. Ones who don't always post pictures of thin girls. Yay. But real sized women and real size fashion. Cause let's face it, that's who's buying the stuff. Also have some stuff lined up. Maybe, some writers, maybe some actors and actresses, maybe some musicians. So we'll keep you posted, and, thanks for listening.